Darren Murphy, firstly, congratulations. You are the new FinHarps manager, having been in the hot seat on an interim basis at the end of last season. No doubt you're delighted to be taking up the appointment.
Yeah. Chris, first and foremost, look, I'd like to thank Ian and the rest of the committee for, you know, showing faith in me and giving me this fantastic opportunity. Going back into management on a full-time basis is maybe something that I didn't think would ever maybe cross my path again. But, you know, even though results at times were difficult last year, I've really enjoyed my time at FinHarps. I think I've said that quite a few times. The people, the supporters, the club itself, you know, they've been brilliant with me. And, you know, obviously being involved in Irish League football for quite a long time, that obviously coming and now being involved in the Southern League and the SS, the Electricity League, has been brilliant for me, and I've loved every moment of it. And I'm just so thankful that Ian and the committee have given me this opportunity to try and sample that for a wee bit longer.
Now, we all know it was a difficult season for Harps, ending up ninth in the table, Dave Rogers departing before the end of the season. For the club, you know, they had a choice. They could have looked at somebody totally new, bringing in somebody who would have had to start completely from scratch. But, I mean, you've a good idea of what's there, who you can possibly have at your disposal for the coming season. And I'm sure that was a major factor in both you looking for the job and the board appointing you.
Look, the one thing I would say about the board, definitely the chairman, Ian, they kept me up to date with everything that was going on. They said to me that they were going to advertise the role. They happy with that. They thought that they had to do that from the perspective of we are a fan-owned club. So the shareholders, you know, needed to have their say and needed to have their part to play in that. You know, the club could have just went down the route and after they have departed, just maybe handed me the job. But they wanted to see the options that were out there. They always knew that I had intentions of maybe stepping into the role. I was quite comfortable with the fact that the board looked for applications. It was quite comfortable with the fact that the board held interviews while I was in the post, because I always believed in my own ability. Yes, I was there as Dave's number two. Dave, when he departed from the post, recommended me to the board that I should be somebody that they look at, not just in an interim basis, but in a long-term basis, because Dave knows me as a person. So, obviously, It was difficult at times, you know, when there's a application process out there and there's people applying for a job that you were currently doing on a part-time basis. But again, I was always confident, and the one thing I would say I was delighted that, you know, the football club kept me up to date with everything that was going on. And obviously, at the end of the process, I was the one that they thought could hopefully take the football club forward. Again, it'll be a difficult year for everybody involved with FinHarps. The financial resources just aren't there the way they have been in years gone by. But I know results, as you mentioned, just weren't what everybody wanted. But there were some glimmers of hope. R. McLaughlin, Oisin Cooney, Sean O'Donnell, Kevin Jordan, and the other 10 or 11 academy players that featured for him or FinHarps this year are all massive pluses. I know the supporters want a team that they can be proud of, and they want a team that's winning games of football. I do my best to put a team on the pitch that they're proud of. We make them win every week, but the one thing that we will do every week is that we give our all, because our supporters certainly have given the players there all this year through the difficult times. So all I lost from the players back to the supporters is just give maximum effort and try and perform to the best of your ability.
And can you divulge the length of contract that you have now with the club?
2 years. Again, the one thing about me is I'll be very open and transparent in all aspects of football and all aspects of the football club. I think if you have a relationship between a manager and supporters who know where the club is financially, who know where the club are and where the club is trying to go, I think that can only bode well. Yes, there'll be frustrations at times. I get that, because everybody in the modern era wants instant success. But you have to look at Galway. It took Galway 4 years, nearly five, to be where they want to be. A lot of hard work, a lot of financial backing, and a lot of things has had to go on at Galway to get them where they need to be. So the Finn Harps project will certainly not be a short-term fix. And what I want to do in my two-year tenure, hopefully it's longer, is leave the football club with structures in place that give it the opportunity to grow and prosper like other teams in the League of Ireland.
And just two final questions, Darren. Firstly, looking at the players who were there at the end of the season just gone by, quite a few of them were on two-year contracts. Would you be hoping to keep a considerable number of that squad?
Some players will be full-time, some players will be part-time. So it'll be a matter of having negotiations with all players. That's just how the game moves. I would like to keep them all. I'm sure some will stay. I'm sure some will want to go to pastures new. That's just how the game works. But first and foremost, it'll be me sitting down with the players, telling them my vision of where the club will hopefully move in the next 12 months and then the next 24 months. And I would be hopeful that the majority of the squad will want to be part of that journey. And that's all I can say at the moment regards that.
And I take it, you know, work starts immediately. You may well be in watching an Irish League game this afternoon, and obviously you've big contacts there, and no doubt you'll be hoping that'll be to your advantage.
Yeah, I'm actually on my way to an Irish League game, as you say. Yes, I definitely am. My background is heavily in Irish League football. There's quite a number of Donegal-based players that play in the NIFL League at the moment. So, yeah, I'll be out and about watching games, hopefully trying to entice one or two of the local boys back to Finn Harps. It's always going to be a difficult proposition because, as you've just said, Chris, it's a Saturday afternoon. So the majority of these guys are part-time, so they work during the week. So Irish League football suits them, a Saturday afternoon football. But that's a challenge that I have to face head on, and I'm hopeful that we can maybe bring a few back to Finn Harps and a few back to Donegal. And as I said yesterday, when I was asked the question, what do you want from your team? I'm not going to make any big promises. The only promise that I will make to the Finn Harps supporters is I hope to put a team in the pitch that they'll be proud of each week. Some weeks it'll be tough, some weeks it'll be brilliant, but each week I just want a team to go out there and represent the football club the way the supporters represent the football club.
Great, Darren. We appreciate you taking the time out to speak to us this afternoon, and we wish you every success in your new post.
Thank you, Chris.